Buying or selling real estate can be stressful. After all, it's not any old house we're talking about. It's your home. So when it's time to buy or sell, you want to make sure your search is in capable hands. That's why we turn to Angie Cole and the team at A. Cole Realty. You've seen Angie featured on HGTV's House Hunters. Realtor Magazine named her one of the top realtors in the country. And Just Ask Us, the numbers back her up. So listen up as we cover all the ins and outs of buying and selling a home here in the Triangle. It's time for The Savvy Realtor with Angie Cole.
Thanks so much for joining us here on The Savvy Realtor with Angie Cole. I'm Walter Storholt with you today alongside Angie, who's the owner and broker in charge at A. Cole Realty, serving you here in the Triangle, in Raleigh, and all the surrounding areas. If you want to get in touch with them, you can go online to acolerealty.com. Cole is spelled C-O-L-E, so that's acolerealty.com. And you can always call or even text Angie to start up a conversation about buying or selling a home here in the area. 919-538-6477 is that number to call. That's 919-538-6477. Angie, thanks for being here this week. How are you?
Doing wonderful. Thank you so much.
Glad to hear that, and good to see you. And coming up on today's show here on The Savvy Realtor, we're going to talk about some of the universal truths in the real estate realm. So regardless of who you are, how much money you have, or where you're going to buy or sell, we'll share some of the universal truths that you really need to embrace and think about in the real estate world. That's coming up, plus a great home to feature on the listing of the week this week, and a lot more around the corner as well. But we always like to take some of your questions here on the show and answer those for you. If you'd like to submit a question, you can do that at acolerealty.com. Just go to the website and you can contact us through there. acolerealty.com. That's also where you can go to listen to past shows, by the way, and get more great guidance and information and education about buying or selling a home here in the Triangle. Marcy in South Carolina will kick us off this week, found us from out of state. Marcy says, I'm a single but active senior citizen and will be moving to the area soon. Any recommendations on where to look for a home?
Yeah, Marcy. So in the Triangle here, we actually have a couple of neighborhoods that are considered to be like active adult neighborhoods. I'm not sure if that's the route you're trying to take, but if you would like to be in a neighborhood with like-minded people, similar age, also in those neighborhoods, they have a lot of amenities and a lot of ongoing activities. I mean, it is a city within itself. Typically, they start off, they could be either 50 plus or 55 plus, but typically, you know, it is going to be people within the same age range that enjoy the active lifestyle still, but want to stay around, like I mentioned, you know, like-minded people. So, for example, one of the most well-known active adult neighborhoods, which is actually, you know, throughout the U.S., is called Del Webb. Del Webb is like a Pulte product. Del Webb is the active adult, you know, neighborhoods. Here in our area, in Cary, we have one of those, and it's called Amberley. Okay.
I think that was that our featured neighborhood a couple of weeks ago, or we had a home in Amberley that we featured?
Yes, yeah. So over in Amberley, they actually have a section that is strictly for active adults.
Okay.
Also, there's the Carolina Arbors, which is over in Durham, which is still the Del Webb concept. It's a newer. The Amberley area has been here for quite a while now. There is also the Epcon product. Now, the Epcon product is still active adult. Their concept is kind of known for their pinwheel designs of a home. So what that means is they are connected. There's four homes connected, but with the pinwheel design, it's still each home has their privacy. Okay. Once again, they have the clubhouse, you know, not as large, not as well known, I would say. And it's, you know, more of a private builder where, you know, our Carolina Arbors and our Del Webb is more of a national builder. But there is one of those neighborhoods that is still actively selling up in the Villas of Wake Forest, it's called. So up in Wake Forest. So those are some great ideas, depending on, you know, kind of what environment you are looking for. And of course, Marcy, I can definitely help you with that and give you some guidance.
It's a great question, Marcy. And again, if you might be in a similar situation looking for a place to move to here in the Triangle and need some help locating a great home for you, get more personalized advice and guidance from Angie Cole and the team at A. Cole Realty by calling at 919-538-6477. You can call or text Angie at that number, 919 638-6477. So if you're out and about doing errands today and have a lot going on and don't have time for a full conversation right now, no problem at all. Just shoot Angie a text at 919-538-6477, and you guys can chat at a more convenient time, but at least get that conversation started. Billy has a question. Billy and Clayton. Billy says, how do you help clients find homes in low crime rate areas?
So, Billy, first of all, of course, as being a real estate agent, I can't give you guidance in regards to who's living in what areas. But the best advice I can give you is we could always go online and do a search. So one of the well-known and popular websites for looking up crime in a specific area is called spotcrime.com. Okay, so just go on there. You can put in an address, look at a certain location. They will have all these pretty little icons showing you what the activity in that specific neighborhood, you know, has seen, I guess, you know, currently and in the past. So that's the best guidance that I can give you in regards to crime rate.
All right. So, and explain that a little bit more, Angie, because I think that would be helpful. Why you can't necessarily, real estate agents aren't allowed to steer, right? Is that the word we're looking for?
That's exactly right. So, and there is also a lot of protected classes as well. You know, for example, I cannot tell you this certain person lives here. This is the type of religion that I'm, you know, tending to see within this area. Mm-hmm. You know, also as far as crime goes, you know, crime can change at any time as well.
Right.
So maybe one neighborhood at one time, maybe you're seeing a lot of crime, but maybe tomorrow that completely changes. So that's why I can't really give you guidance on those items. Same thing when it comes to schools. You know, there is a rating system for schools,
sure.
But a lot of people, we all have opinions and ideas of what schools are better than another, and those opinions are not always based on rating. So that's why, once again, you know, if a client comes to me and says, hey, Angie, I want to be in an amazing school district, I can't say, well, let's go look here, here, and here. I'll send them to the county public website for the school systems, allow them to do their own research, and then we go from there.
So the tools are out there, Billy, and we can point you to the tools that will give you more information to help make that decision. The crime stat website, a very good resource to tap into. You know, if it's a sex offender registry that you want to look at as well, that can give you more information about particular neighborhoods that you're looking to move into. But as you said, those things can change all the time, so you do have to keep that kind of stuff in mind. But it is a good question, and certainly a popular one. Thank you, Billy. One more here from Sammy in Chapel Hill. Sammy says, my question today is pretty straightforward. At what point does it become more economically feasible to buy a house than continue renting? It's a pretty broad question, not knowing any of the specifics there, but how do you help normally people guide them through that situation?
Yeah, so Sammy, you know, my suggestion would be it's always feasible to purchase versus renting. The reason why, you know, if you're looking at what your current rental rate is on a monthly basis, you're comparing that to your mortgage and what that would potentially be. Even if the mortgage is a little bit steeper, a little bit more expensive, you still have the advantages. For example, you have your tax advantages. Also, you have the opportunity of investment and there being appreciation, so actually making, you know, money off of your home. So, Sammy, my honest opinion would be that it's always feasible and a great idea to actually purchase versus renting. Even if your rental rate is a little bit less than what your mortgage would potentially be, because of the tax advantages and the investment that you will have in that property, the new home that you would be considering to purchase, is definitely worthwhile, you know, actually purchasing versus renting. Because with renting, you need to remember, you're paying them a monthly fee, maybe $1,000 on a monthly basis. You're not seeing any of that money in return. As soon as you terminate your lease, you get none of that money back. So you're kind of just throwing it away. Where when you're paying your mortgage, you're actually putting money into the home. And then hopefully you're in an area that's going to see appreciation. So in the long run, you're actually making money off of your home. So I would always say it's a great idea to look into the opportunity of purchasing to see if it works for you, because almost always it's a better route versus renting. The only time I would say maybe don't go down that route of, you know, purchasing a home is if you only plan on staying in the area maybe for a year or so.
Sure.
You know, because at that point, it might not be a smart investment for you. Also, we want to make sure that you know the area where you want to settle somewhat. You know, because once again, I would like to see that you're probably going to stay in your home for at least 3 years if mm-hmm. that's the route you're going to take.
Yeah, timing is always going to be one of those big factors, certainly. Well, Angie, if somebody does want to buy a home here in the area, maybe they haven't, you know, gone through that process before, or maybe the last time they went through the process, you know, their realtor wasn't as helpful maybe as they could have been, and maybe they're looking for somebody new. Or if it's on the selling side, someone looking to sell their home in the area, tell us about Acol Realty, you and your team, you know, who you serve here in the area in terms of, you know, geographic, and what your process is like and how you help people, you know, get to a successful conclusion.
For sure. So we actually started our team and opened up Acol Realty back in October of 2013. And then we branched off as a firm back in July of 2016. We are very active in the market. Our office is located right off of Creedmoor Road. And we'll go about, I would say, an hour radius. You know, beyond that point, we wouldn't be able to effectively service our clients. So we try to stay within those parameters. When it comes to servicing clients, back in 2016, we helped 191 families close on the home. And with that being said, we're right there within like the top 10 in the triangle. So we are super active in the market. We work with all type of clientele, all price points, all different areas. And so if you are interested in buying or selling a home, if you want to start that discussion, you need some guidance, of course, I would love to be your first point of contact. My cell phone number is 919-538-6477. Once again, that's 919-538-6477. You can always call me. If I don't answer, leave me a voicemail, of course. You can text me, or you can also visit our website at acolrealty.com. That is A-C-O-L-E, realty.com.
Those are the ways to get in touch with Angie Cole, the owner and broker in charge at Acol Realty. The number to call or text once again to get in touch is 919-538-6477. Local number 919-538-6477. You can call or text to express your interest in having a conversation about buying or selling a home here in the area, and Angie can help walk you down that path. Call or text 919-538-6477. And stay right there. There's much more coming up on today's show. Up next, the Neighborhood Spotlight will feature another great area here in the Triangle that you'll want to learn a little bit more about, I bet. That's coming up on the Neighborhood Spotlight here on the Savvy Realtor.
Reviews are important when it comes to choosing any kind of service in the Triangle. Real estate is no different. So here's another snippet of an online review of Angie Cole and the Acol Realty team.
From a townhome purchase in Wake Forest, Angie was always available at the drop of a hat to help us. Her first batch of home suggestions included the home we fell in love with and have lived in happily since.
That's another five-star review for Acol Realty. Are you buying or selling a home in the Triangle? Have a conversation with Angie Cole right now about how their team can help you. Call or text 919-538-6477. That is 919-538-6477. Who knows? You might be the next one to leave a five-star review. Call or text right now to talk with Angie. 919-538-6477.
Let's shine a little light on some of the Triangle's best areas right here on the Neighborhood Spotlight.
Well, this is the part of the show where we feature a great neighborhood here in the Triangle and learn some new things about it, get a great analysis from Angie Cole about the neighborhood, what the homes are selling for in the area, some of the amenities and features and all that good stuff. So, Angie, where are we going this week on the Neighborhood Spotlight?
So we are going to Raleigh, okay. Right over near the Briar Creek area. So the neighborhood that is the Neighborhood Spotlight is called Mulberry Park, and it's kind of tucked behind Briar Creek, right off of like ACC Boulevard, that area. So wonderful location in regards to kind of a little bit of privacy. You don't get the drive-by and busy mm-hmm. traffic of the Briar Creek area, but you are seriously within 2 minutes of Briar Creek.
Oh,
so,
okay.
You know,
yeah.
Of course, there's all the shopping, the restaurants, a movie theater. I mean, you could live in the Briar Creek area and just stay
and
in the Briar
leave.
Creek area.
Yeah.
Exactly. Which is, you know, then super close to Crabtree Mall, you know, or if you want to go to the airport. So it's just a perfect location,
yep.
You know, to live. So once again, Mulberry Park. And Mulberry Park consists of all townhomes. So they are 1,600 square feet up to 1,900 square feet. We have both one- and two-car garage townhomes. They range in price point from anywhere around $200,000 up to about $250,000. And they were built 2006 to 2012. So the neighborhood is completed. Any of the, you know, turnover or inventory homes that come on the market are resales. And there is currently only one active home on the market. It's actually my listing, which is a short sale. So it's been on the market for a little while, but it's because it's a short sale listing. So we have to go through a couple of hoops there to get that process approved. But the normal home that hits the market there, they go very, very quick. Average days on the market has been around 25 days. Some of them are going in 3 days, 5 days, but they just, you know, once they hit the market, they are going really quickly.
Yeah.
I mentioned that there's the one active home, but there's also five that are under contract. So that shows you how quickly that neighborhood is moving and shaking. So just a really nice townhome neighborhood. And once again, the location is spectacular.
Yeah, really good little spot there. And these are nice townhomes. I mean, this is a nice, not only area to be in, but then the actual townhome neighborhood itself is also very nice.
It is, and well kept. And, you know, like I mentioned, that neighborhood is selling very quick. So if you are a seller in Mulberry Park and you're thinking about potentially putting your home on the market and you want to get an idea of the value of your home, or if you're just in the surrounding areas, you can text the word listing to the phone number 555-888 to get an idea of the value of your home. That's always kind of the first step to get started when you're thinking about listing your home and if now is a good time to sell, which it of course is, especially in Mulberry Park. So once again, if you want to get an idea of the value of your home, just text the word listing to the phone number 555-888.
Again, all you have to do is text that word listing to the number 555-888, click send, and we'll send you a link right back to your phone that you can click on and fill out your information. Again, text the word listing to the number 555-888. Nice neighborhood. These are nice townhomes. The other thing, Angie, you know, a lot of townhomes, sometimes there's just like the backyard area is either non-existent or it's just grass, and even sometimes that's not the case. This is just a nice little spot where a lot of the lots have the wooded backyard. Even the ones that don't have the wooded backyard, they look very well maintained. There's trees that it look like they've been newly planted. I mean, it's a nice spot.
It is, and a lot of the townhomes in that neighborhood as well, they also have the screen and porches. Not just the patio, but an actual screen and porch so you can enjoy the outdoors without getting eaten alive by mosquitoes.
There you go. Always important. Hate those skeeters. If you want to get in touch with Angie Cole and find out the value of your home in this week's Neighborhood Spotlight, which is the Mulberry Park neighborhood in Raleigh, again, you can find out the value of your home, whether you're in Mulberry Park or anywhere else in the Triangle, by texting the word listing to the number 555-888. Stay with us. Much more coming up on today's show. This is the Savvy Realtor with Angie Cole.
It's time to get to know your savvy realtor just a bit better.
It's time to get to know Angie Cole a little bit better on today's show. This is where we throw a random question Angie's way each week just to find a little bit more about her personality. And Angie, my random question for you this week, I think it's actually a pretty good one. Who has been the most influential person in your life?
Yeah, so the most influential person in my life, which I feel might be a little cliche, but has been my husband. You know, he's one of those people that he's a motivator.
Yeah.
He's in kind of the sales realm as professionally as well, and so he understands, you know, we don't have an 8-to-5 job,
right.
You know, so it's okay.
You guys get each other.
Yeah, 100%. So he pushes me professionally, but also personally as well.
Mm-hmm.
Just like the love and, you know, guidance that he gives to my daughter makes me to be a better mother as well. And he's one of those people that we just work off of each other, you know, in the household, you know, you do dishes, I do dishes. But yeah, so both on the professional and the personal side, he is definitely one of those motivators and someone who just makes me a better person.
Where is that line for you? Because since you're both kind of in sales, I mean, are you giving him tips and things like this? Well, you should think about doing it this way. And he's giving you kind of the same ideas. Is that usually, does that ever create conflict?
Never conflict. I would say that he probably gives me a little bit more advice on my side in regards to real estate than I do on his. I just don't really understand. He's a medical sales device. And so I don't really understand that market as well. You know, he might tell me stories, but I probably don't have much feedback to give him.
Right.
Where he's great on the real estate side as far as running a business. He's wonderful with giving me advice on managing you know, my team, you know, also just financially kind of moves to make within the business. So he's smart on that end of it. So I definitely take his guidance there.
That's pretty cool. Angie's husband, most influential person in her life. And I guess that could have been obvious. I thought you were going to say dad or, you know, mom or something. Those would have been the really obvious ones. So that's great. Most influential person, husband. Very cool. Well, that's getting to know Angie Cole. There's much more coming up on today's show. This is the Savvy Realtor, and we've got a lot coming up on today's program, so stay with us.
Reviews are important when it comes to choosing any kind of service in the Triangle. Real estate is no different. So here's another snippet of an online review of Angie Cole and the A. Cole Realty team.
From a single-family home sale in Durham, Angie and her team are professional and are passionate about what they do. They got my home sold in 7 days from listing.
That's another five-star review for A. Cole Realty. Are you buying or selling a home in the Triangle? Have a conversation with Angie Cole right now about how their team can help you. Call or text 919-538-6477. That is 919-538-6477. Who knows? You might be the next one to leave a five-star review. Call or text right now to talk with Angie. 919-538-6477. In the age of Trulia, Zillow, and the hundreds of other realty websites, it's hard to know where to begin when buying or selling your home. Keep listening to The Savvy Realtor to learn how to cut through the online clutter.
This is The Savvy Realtor with Angie Cole. She is the owner and broker in charge of A. Cole Realty right here in the Triangle, serving you throughout all the surrounding communities, helping you learn here on the show all the ins and outs when it comes to buying or selling a home in the area. If you want to find out more information about Angie, see some great listings, and if you want to even listen to past shows, you can do all of that online at acolerealty.com. That's A-C-O-L-E. Realty.com. You can also get in touch with Angie by calling or texting her at 919-538-6477. That's 919-538-6477. You can call or text that number. You know, Angie, regardless of who you are, how much money you have, when and where you're going to buy or sell a home, there are a few universal truths when it comes to real estate. So I figured we'd cover some of those things on today's show. I kind of view these as the undebatable facts of real estate, but we'll see. Maybe somebody could try to debate these things. I'll say this has to be on there, and this is a little broad, so we can take this in some different directions, but one of the universal truths is you have to know and understand your particular market.
That is very true. And in regards to your particular market, that's right. Because, you know, our market is different from other markets. Mm-hmm. What's happening here in the Triangle of North Carolina can be completely different from what's happening in the Triad of North Carolina around Charlotte area. So
yeah, we're not even talking like versus Phoenix or, you know, New York, even just a difference of 50 miles.
It's so true. I mean, for example, here in Raleigh, I know homes are selling much quicker versus Fayetteville. And Fayetteville is what, 45 minutes away? Yeah. So there is a big difference. So knowing your particular and specific market is very important. Also, just understanding the market in regards to selling and buying. So when it comes to buying a home, remember that in our particular market, we have very low inventory. Sellers are going to be less likely to accept home-to-sell contingencies. They might be less likely to negotiate. You might get into situations where it's multiple offers. And so just understanding the urgency. You know, when a home hits the market, you need to be ready to go out there and go view it. You can't wait a week or that home's gone. I, for example, just put a home under contract yesterday. I actually reached out to a future showing agent who already had an appointment scheduled in the next 2 days. And I said, hey, guys, unfortunately, home's already sold, you know, so if a home hits the market, you need to jump on it. You need to be proactive because, you know, in our market, it's a very busy market. So, yes, you need to understand the market because that will help you with listing your home. It will help you with buying and negotiating to make sure that you are able to get that home that you really love and you don't lose it because you didn't understand the market.
Speaking of our particular market, I mean, for home sellers, it's great right now. But for home buyers, I mean, you really have to go into the mindset ready to buy, knowing exactly what you want in a home. And I'm just remembering back to when I bought my first home. It was really difficult to be that ready when you saw a home. And and so you've got to, it's a bit of a mentality shift. I know that's something you probably have to help your clients with, is being ready for that kind of situation.
That's very true. And, you know, as a real estate agent, we never want to come across as being pushy. Mm-hmm. But sometimes we do have to kind of push our clients along and let them know that, hey, guys, this home that you thought you were going to love, it's already under contract. Oops, it just happened with the very next home. So this is why we're trying to explain to you that you need to be ready when a home hits the market. If you're ready, if you really want to purchase a home and be able to compete with this market, you need to be ready to pull that trigger, get out there, look at the home, and make quick decisions too if you're going to put an offer in.
Yeah, yeah. And you kind of need that realtor to be your coach to help push you a little bit. Otherwise, you might lose the home that you really would have wanted.
That's very true. And also having that realtor who is going to give you guidance on writing the offer as well.
Right.
Just because remember that a purchase price is not the means all of ends all. There's other items that are part of the offer to purchase that can make your offer more attractive, make it more solid, and more appealing to mm-hmm. the seller. So having a realtor to guide you through that process of submitting an offer definitely is a plus for sure.
So that's one of the universal truths of real estate. Everybody needs to know the market, or at least work with a realtor who knows the market if you don't. Selling your home, this is another one, Angie. Selling your home by yourself is full of risk. A lot more risks trying to do it on your own versus working with an experienced realtor.
That's very true. So when it's a for sale by owner, you need to remember there is no way to see if someone is truly qualified. You know, who's going through and just making sure that that person is really there to look at your home or to purchase it and not to just see what belongings you have in your home. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's the reason that we do have real estate agents is kind of being that barrier, because we're smart enough to know that in order to put someone in our cars, we want to see some type of pre-qual or pre-approval mm-hmm. letter from their lender. So you have that in regards to qualification. You also have the safety reasons and concerns. You know, you want to make sure that you're not putting into a bad situation. Whenever your home is listed by an actual real estate agent, we have a system here in our triangle called CSS, Centralized Showing Services. Any showings that would take place, the showing agent must contact CSS. CSS then gets the appointment approved by the seller. But we have an email notification of exactly who's showing your home at what time.
Mm-hmm.
So if something does go kind of, you know, stray, which knock on wood, I've never had that to happen, but we know exactly what agent was in your home and they're in charge of their clients. So that's a huge concern. And also in regards to a for sale by owner and just the risk involved, you know, just understanding the terminology and the paperwork. There are so many details to contract paperwork. You know, I know personally, even going to real estate school, when I came out of real estate school, I still did not understand all of the terminology and the paperwork because it takes a lot of learning. And, you know, one of those, you know, careers where you need to be hands-on to truly understand the process and what this means and what that means. And, you know, so if you're a for sale by owner, you're not going to understand that to make sure that you're effectively representing yourself. Also, when it comes to for sale by owner, it's emotional. You know, and not having a real estate agent to guide you to be that, you know, person of reasoning, you know, that can really make a deal go sour. I know I hear from a lot of real estate agents that they despise working with a for sale by owner. So they might have the buyer and they really have a hard time making offers on homes that are for sale by owners because they feel like they're doing extra work. They're really doing the work for the for sale by owner and for the buyer. So just keep that in mind when it comes to, you know, even thinking about going down that route. I would take the time to just at least sit down, meet with a realtor, let them show you, you know, what they can do for you differently. I have people I meet with, they think about doing a for sale by owner. After I sit down with them, they look at me just in awe because of the amount of information I gave them and just clueless on the whole process. So take the time to do your research.
Well, we had a couple of folks, we did a whole show a couple of months ago, Angie, about for sale by owner and the positives, but then obviously the whole host of negatives that come along with it. And I think there were a few people who heard that show, were thinking of doing a for sale by owner, and we're like, nope, and started backtracking.
I actually have the sweetest clients, and they were, it was actually a referral handed to me by a past client. They worked together. And she reached out and said, you know what, you know, such and such, you know, said just at least, you know, speak with Angie, mm-hmm. you know, let her, you know, show you what she can do. So first thing I did was send her our radio show. And she was like, okay, I'll meet with you. Sat down, I met with them, and they were one of the couples that just said, oh my goodness, like, I don't even know what we were thinking when we were going to, you know, go down this route of doing it for sale by owner. Well, I ended up getting their home under contract super quick. They are beyond excited and since have already connected us with another family member that we're helping with selling and buying because it's just been
pretty cool.
A smooth and seamless, you know, experience. So definitely take the advice and work with a real estate agent.
Let me give you the number to call to get in touch with Angie Cole. And you can also text this number, and that's no problem. A lot of people choose to go that route each week because it's an easy way to get in touch while maybe you're out and about today. But you can get back in touch with Angie via text, and you guys can set up a time to talk in more depth later on, potentially. 919-538-6477 is the number to call to reach Angie. That's 919-538-6477. You can call or text Angie at that number here in the Triangle. Angie and her team helped 191 families buy or sell a home in the area last year. If you go to Zillow.com, an online resource a lot of people use to look for homes and to find real estate agents, you'll see that Angie has some glowing reviews on the website and has a 5-star Zillow rating. And she's also been featured on HGTV's House Hunters. 919-538-6477, again, is your number to call or text to reach Angie. That's 919-538-6477. You know, Angie, we were talking about, the for sale by owner and the amount of risk that gets involved in that. And I think the reason that people often try and maybe do a for sale by owner is because, and this is coming from someone who's not a real estate agent, obviously, but from the buyer's perspective, it seems very easy. You go online, you look at houses, you find one you like, you go look at it, and you make an offer. But there's so much more that goes into the selling side that the buyer doesn't see. And since we all basically have to buy a home first before we sell one, that's our initial exposure. So we think that it's going to be that easy on the selling side.
Right. That's true. And I mean, in regards to even buying a home without a real estate agent, you know, trying to go down the route of even scheduling appointments on your own, looking on the internet, a lot of times when you look at those third-party websites, it's like a realtor.com or a Zillow, even though they look like they're active, they're truly not.
Right.
We get internet inquiries all the time. We want to see this home really quick and sorry guys, it's too late. So
I ran into that a lot in my home search years ago.
It's unfortunate that, you know, it's not real-time data. It's not. So yes, you're right. You know, I think, you know, buyers, they have this idea that, oh, I can do this on my own. So clearly I can do this selling on my own. But it's not true. There's a neighborhood here in Raleigh where I'm actually listing a home again this week. And many of the sellers there in that market, in that neighborhood, they will do a for sale by owner. The reason being because they end up selling so quick with multiple offers. Mm-hmm. But having a real estate agent to do the extra marketing can definitely make you a lot more money. So could you sell your home on your own as a for sale by owner? Most definitely in this particular neighborhood. But for example, the last home that I sold in this neighborhood, that was a townhome, I ended up selling it for $13,000 more than the previous townhome, exactly the same home sold for. And that's a huge appreciation, okay? Home did not appraise, but then again, as the real estate agent, I fought the appraisal, so sellers did not have to reduce. And so it was well worth them to use me as a real estate agent because my costs per se, you know, were way less than that $13,000 extra I made for them. And they are
Angie knocking
excited.
Down doors.
Yes, yes.
Kicking them over. So,
but yeah, and they sense we are actually now helping them with an investment property. Having a real estate agent to guide you, walk you through that process, you know, fight for you, negotiate for you, talk you through all the terminology and represent you is definitely smart.
We're talking about the universal truths of real estate, and the first two we covered, everybody needs to know the market, and selling your home by yourself is full of risk. That's not to say no one's ever, you know, not been successful selling a home on their own, but just know that it's full of obstacles and a lot of risk that you need to be aware of. We'll talk about some more of these universal truths a little bit later on in today's show, but coming up next, we're going to feature the listing of the week, a great home that's for sale here in the area, how you can get text to your phone of the virtual tour and more information about this home. We'll have all of that for you straight ahead on the listing of the week right around the corner here on the Savvy Realtor. One more time, the number to call to get in touch with Angie, or you can text her at this number as well to talk about buying or selling a home here in the area, 919-538-6477. That's 919-538-6477. Stay tuned, much more coming up on today's show. This is The Savvy Realtor with Angie Cole.
Reviews are important when it comes to choosing any kind of service in the Triangle. Real estate is no different. So here's another snippet of an online review of Angie Cole and the A. Cole Realty team.
From a townhome sale in Northwest Raleigh, I used Angie 4 years ago to buy my first home, so it was a no-brainer to call her again when I wanted to sell that home and upgrade to my new home. Angie's fantastic and is at the top of her game. Calling Angie will be the best decision you can make if you're in the market to buy and or sell your home.
That's another five-star review for A. Cole Realty. Are you buying or selling a home in the Triangle? Have a conversation with Angie Cole right now about how their team can help you. Call or text 919-538-6477. That is 919-538-6477. Who knows? You might be the next one to leave a five-star review. Call or text right now to talk with Angie. 919-538-6477.
It's time for our listing of the week from A. Cole Realty right here on The Savvy Realtor.
This is the part of the show that we call the listing of the week, where we feature a great home for sale here in the Triangle. And Angie Cole is going to give us all the good details. Angie, what's the home this week?
So this listing of the week is 1801 Hemby Ridge Lane in Mooresville. And that's located in the beautiful neighborhood of Kitts Creek. So once again, the address is 1801 Hemby Ridge Lane in Mooresville. This home is currently listed at $450,000. Kitts Creek is just a well-known neighborhood in the Mooresville area. You know, it has the amenities, has the walking trails, just a very cute neighborhood. Decent-sized lots, but they're kind of on top of each other, kind of like a Charleston style to me as far as the setup goes. And this particular home is 3655 square feet, so a really nice size home. Mm-hmm. It has 5 bedrooms, 3.5 baths, and a bonus room. So the way that that is set up is there is 4 bedrooms, so the master and 3 additional bedrooms on 1 stairwell, so going up to the 2nd floor. And on that side of the home, you then go up to the 3rd floor for a very nice size bonus room.
Oh, cool.
But then there's another stairwell, kind of like almost like a private, not a private entrance, but it's in a sense inside the home, that you go up to a separate guest suite with its own bathroom up there.
Okay.
So it could be great, you know, as a mother-in-law suite. Maybe you have a teen that, you know, they want their privacy. So it's kind of, you know, completely separate sides of the home and just a really neat setup. And so this particular home was built in 2012. Gorgeous home, has kitchen with granite countertops, lots of 42-inch cabinets. We have the 5-inch hardwood floors throughout the main level. We have the bar countertop and butler's pantry in the kitchen. We have a formal dining room with tray ceilings. We have the family room with the gas log fireplace and also surround sound speakers. We also have the formal living room, or it could be used as an office, however you want to utilize that space. And like I mentioned, we have the guest suite with a private bath. We have a media closet. The master bedroom has tray ceilings as well, and a walk-in closet. And the master bathroom has tile floors, dual vanity, and a walk-in shower with a seat. And then we also have the two-car garage, which is actually on the back of the home. So it's almost like a little alleyway with a two-car garage being on the back, and then a patio area. And so if you would like to receive pictures of this home that just hit the market and get a virtual tour giving you some more information, you can text the word SAVVY to the phone number 555-888. So once again, you can text the word SAVVY to the phone number 555-888, and a link will be sent to you, and it will be a virtual tour of the listing of the week at 1801 Hemby Ridge Lane in Mooresville.
Sold. I'll take it.
I know it. And it also, it's on a corner lot, which was wonderful, especially in this neighborhood, because you definitely have more yard
space,
and a lot more side yard to it as well. Yes.
It's a beautiful home, outside and in. And when I say sold, I don't mean sold. It's still available. You can find out more information about that.
Right.
I'm just sold on it being a nice place. If you want to get that virtual tour and photos of this home, all you have to do is text the word SAVVY, S-A-V-V-Y. Text the word SAVVY to the number 555-888, and we'll send you a link back with the virtual tour, photos, and more information about this home. You can get it right there on your smartphone just by texting the word SAVVY, S-A-V-V-Y, to the number 555-888. That's this week's listing of the week at 1801 Hemby Ridge Lane in Mooresville. There's more coming up on the Savvy Realtor with Angie Cole. Stay tuned.
Reviews are important when it comes to choosing any kind of service in the Triangle. Real estate is no different. So here's another snippet of an online review of Angie Cole and the A. Cole Realty team.
From a recent home sale, if you need an amazing realtor who will undoubtedly have your best interest in mind, A. Cole Realty is the way to go. Angie and her team are amazing, and when it came to selling my house, I felt at such ease knowing that I had amazing guidance and support. I'd recommend A. Cole Realty to anyone looking to buy or sell their home.
That's another five-star review for A. Cole Realty. Are you buying or selling a home in the Triangle? Have a conversation with Angie Cole right now about how their team can help you. Call or text 919-538-6477. That is 919-538-6477. Who knows? You might be the next one to leave a five-star review. Call or text right now to talk with Angie. 919-538-6477.
It's the Mortgage Moment here on the Savvy Realtor.
Well, it's time for the Mortgage Moment, where each week we'll discuss a different mortgage topic and give you an opportunity to learn more about the mortgage process when it comes to buying or selling a home. And we have a question to feature on this week's Mortgage Moment from Victor. And Victor is in Cary. And Victor says, A mortgage person was recommending an adjustable rate mortgage to me, but I remember from the news that those were a huge reason for the 2008 financial crisis. Would it be a mistake to get one of these kinds of mortgages?
Victor, you need to focus on your personal situation and think about how long do you plan on staying in your home for. My suggestion would be if you are thinking about maybe staying in your home for only 5 years or less, actually an adjustable rate could be a wonderful option. There are different time lengths as far as adjustable rates. I've seen 5 year, 7 year. I feel like 5 year seems to be the very common one. Mm-hmm. So if you plan on selling your home within that time frame, and a lot of people on average stay in a home for 5 to 7 years, getting the adjustable rate will then get you the lower interest rate. So your overall mortgage payment will be less. So then you will actually end up selling your home before it's time for that interest rate to balloon and to be revisited as far as a new interest rate, which mm-hmm. will probably be more. So that could actually be a wonderful route to take. But if you're thinking of staying in the home maybe longer, you know, than the time that the mortgage interest rate would balloon, I would probably look at something that was a fixed rate, just because we are thinking that our interest rates will start to go up. We've already seen them go up mm-hmm. a teeny bit, but none of us will know what will happen, you know, 5 to 7 years from now. And you just want to be careful not to get stuck into a situation where all of a sudden it's time for the interest rate to balloon and you're stuck with a much higher interest rate mm-hmm. and you end up hurting yourself. So just look at your options, but also it's based on your personal situation. And so, Victor, if you want to speak with a mortgage lender, we have one. His name is Ned Ligon with OnQ Financial, and he is absolutely amazing. He can walk you through all the steps. It never hurts to get a second opinion. You know, I would say speak with two lenders, speak with three, and to get different opinions from different lenders. They all offer different programs, different rates, and they have advice to give you, which is very important. And so if you want to receive a mortgage app, you can actually text the word lending to the phone number 555-888. So just like you download the apps from like the Apple Store for Google Play, it is a mortgage app that you can download straight to your phone. That is just a great tool to have whenever you're going down this process of the mortgage pre-qualification. So to receive that mortgage app, text the word lending to the phone number 555-888.
Yeah, you'll get financial news on there. You can also see the latest rates for not only adjustable rate mortgages, but your more conventional loans as well, and FHA and those kinds of things. All of that information is on that app, updated daily, and you'll also be able to get in touch with Ned via that app or even get pre-qualified for a loan right there from the mortgage app. So again, to download this to your phone, all you have to do is text the word lending to the number 555-888. Text lending to 555-888 and click on the link, and you can get that mortgage app downloaded right to your smartphone. Again, text the word lending to the number 555-888. Ned will be able to talk to you in more depth even about adjustable rates and where it makes sense maybe in some people's situations, where it doesn't make sense in other situations. locations. And like you said, Angie, I think that was very poignant of, yes, Victor, you're focusing on the 2008 financial crisis and one of the big parts that went into that, but focus on your particular situation, whether it makes sense for you. Millions of Americans chose the wrong thing last time around and didn't see the full picture. Yeah, learn from that mistake, but that doesn't necessarily mean that it's not going to be a good fit for you.
Same thing as, you know, the term of your loan. You know, are you looking at a 15-year loan, a 20-year, a 30-year? It depends on your personal, right, you know, situation of what, you know, type of mortgage mm-hmm. is best for you and what program will work best for your situation.
What fits into your puzzle? That's sort of what you're looking for there. So it's a great question, Victor. Again, to get that lending app, just text the word lending to the number 555-888 and click on the link to download. If you'd like to reach out to Angie Cole directly and have a conversation about buying or selling a home here in the Triangle, all you have to do is call or text her at 919-538-6477 and you can have a conversation in detail about that with her. 919-538-6477. You can call or text Angie at that number. That's another mortgage moment here on the Savvy Realtor. We'll be back with more with Angie Cole in just a moment.
Reviews are important when it comes to choosing any kind of service in the Triangle. Real estate is no different. So here's another snippet of an online review of Angie Cole and the A. Cole Realty team.
From a home sale in Wake Forest. Angie sold my house in just 2 weeks. It had been on the market for 7 months before we hired her.
That's another five-star review for A. Cole Realty. Are you buying or selling a home in the Triangle? Have a conversation with Angie Cole right now about how their team can help you. Call or text 919-538-6477. That is 919-538-6477. Who knows? You might be the next one to leave a five-star review. Call or text right now to talk with Angie. 919-538-6477. In 2013, Realtor Magazine named Angie Cole one of the top 30 under 30 realtors in the entire country. She's also been featured on HGTV. It's safe to say, whether you're looking for that open concept, kitchen backsplash, or the perfect backyard, Angie and her team are ready to go on the hunt for you. Keep listening to The Savvy Realtor to learn the best way to find your dream home today.
This is The Savvy Realtor with Angie Cole, the owner and broker in charge of A. Cole Realty, serving you here in the Triangle and in all the surrounding communities as well. Find out about Angie online by going to acolerealty.com. That's A-C-O-L-E realty.com. You can also give her a call or text Angie at 919-538-6477 to talk about buying or selling your home here in the area. That's 919-538-6477. Our mission here on the show is to help you learn all the ins and outs when it comes to buying or selling a home in the Triangle. And we were talking earlier in the show about some of the universal truths in the real estate world. Everybody needs to know the market. Selling your home by yourself is going to come with some risk, in many cases, a lot of it. So you need to be aware of that. And another universal truth, and this one may be the most obvious, Angie, is that everybody's going to need a budget. It may sound simple, but that's really the linchpin for the rest of the process.
Yeah, you know, you say it might sound simple, but there's so many times that we have to reel a buyer back in, you know, and my suggestion would be to go ahead and speak with a lender. There is no point on visiting the website, looking at all these beautiful homes that with elaborate updates if that doesn't fall within your price point. So go ahead and speak with a lender. Not only would they tell you what you're qualified for, but more importantly, they can tell you what price point to search within based on where you feel comfortable in regards to your monthly mortgage payment. So even if you can buy, say, a $300,000 home, if you feel comfortable on a monthly basis only at a $200,000 home, which is completely fine, we want to make sure that we're only sending you properties and homes that are within that price range, okay? Because once again, I find all too often buyers will start viewing properties or looking online, and once they really truly see how much that home's going to cost them, they're bummed.
Right.
They then start going to a lower price point. And of course, the lower price point will not have as many bells and whistles as the higher price point.
Right.
And so as soon as you work with our team, A. Cole Realty, definitely choose us as your realtor, we then will connect you with one of our preferred lenders. And so for one of our preferred lenders that we work closely with, we've been working with him for years. His name is Ned Ligon with OnQ Financial, and he is absolutely amazing. And he actually has this very neat, very cool mortgage app. app that he can send to you. So if you want to get an idea of what you're qualified for, look at interest rates, all of that good stuff, you can actually receive his mortgage app. The way to do that is you will text the word lending, L-E-N-D-I-N-G, to the phone number 555-888. So once again, text the word lending to the phone number 555-888. A text will be sent back to you and it will be a link to the mortgage app. And once again, if you ever have any questions about guidance in regards to financing, what, you know, home or price point should you search within, you know, definitely ask me first, and then I can connect you with one of our preferred lenders.
Yep, lots of different ways that you can always get in touch with us here on the show by calling Angie at that number we give out throughout the program. But if you want to get that app on your phone right now, it has mortgage calculators, other great information about the market here in the Triangle, good resources on that app, and you can get it right to your smartphone. All you have to do to get the download link is text the word lending to the number 555-888 and click on the link. This is an app from a local mortgage consultant, Ned Ligon, one of the great partners with Angie Cole and her team at OnQ Financial. Text the word lending to the number 555-888. Another universal truth in real estate is that your home is only worth, Angie, what someone is willing to pay for it.
That is so true. And on the flip side, your home is only worth what someone's willing to sell it for, right? You know, as a realtor, I can come out there and I can give you guidance in regards to, all right, here's what's happening in your neighborhood, in your market, you know, with similar square footage, similar age, and similar style. From that, I can tell you, this is where we should list it. This is where we should, you know, probably end up selling it for. But in the grand scheme of things, your home is only worth what someone's willing to pay for it and what the seller's willing to sell it for.
This is where comps are really important, right?
That is, yes, that is very true. And, you know, as a real estate agent, I can do my very best to give guidance to our buyer. Say we're representing the buyer side. I can give guidance in regards to making an offer, what number not to go above. But in the grand scheme of things, I don't hold your checkbook. So in all reality, it is up to you to decide how much you're willing to pay for this home.
Yep, it's a great universal truth to remember. Your home is only worth what someone is willing to pay for it, and that's a good breakdown there, Angie. Another universal truth has to do with marketing and the fact that smart marketing, it makes a big difference.
That, once again, Walter, is very, very true. In regards to marketing, it's all about how you market the home. So depending on areas, we might price homes differently as far as, you know, do we price it at a $399,999 or a $400,000? Mm-hmm. Also, you know, when we actually hit the market, is it best that we go live and on the market at the beginning of the week? The end of the week, a Thursday, you know, will we host an open house? You know, is your home in an area of high traffic where we feel that an open house will be, you know, advantageous and worth our while? Also, the amount of marketing in regards to your home should be put on MLS. Is the realtor taking advantage of all of the social media, you know, attention that we could get? There are so many different things we could do in regards to marketing. And so marketing and smart marketing makes a huge, huge difference, because the amount of marketing and the way that you outline the marketing plan can make a difference with what the home will end up selling for, you know, because that's the difference of getting one offer or getting multiple offers. And of course, with multiple offers, you typically get above list price. So smart marketing is definitely the key.
Yeah, smart marketing makes a big difference. Another one of those universal truths. Now, this last one, Angie, okay, it's an obvious one to end this conversation with about universal truths in real estate, but working with a real estate agent, it makes everything easier. That's a universal truth, right?
That is so true. I mean, it is just like any profession, you know, if I have a sore tooth, I'm not going to try to pull that tooth out on my own. I would deal with a dentist. Same thing when it comes to selling your home or buying a home, you know, working directly with a real estate agent makes a world of difference. It's just going to make the process smooth, seamless. You know, it's a job of your real estate agent to handle everything on the back end. They're doing all the searching for you. They're doing the negotiations. They're pulling comparables for you. On the flip side with selling, they're marketing the home for you. You know, they're negotiating the contracts on your behalf. you know, as a real estate agent, they're there for guidance, handling paperwork, handholding, you know, marketing again. Mm-hmm. And so working with a real estate agent is definitely going to make everything easier. And again, whether it's buying or selling a home, the process can definitely be emotional, you know? And so having someone to take that part from you and just be the voice of reasoning, that's smart as well. So definitely work with a real estate agent when it comes to listing or buying a home. And again, remember in North Carolina, buyer representation is actually free because sellers pay total compensations. Mm-hmm. They pay the list side and the buy side. So it's absolutely silly to go and try to, you know, buy a home on your own without the help of a real estate agent when the service is free. So yes, definitely connect with a real estate agent when it comes to your real estate needs. And of course, ACO Realty would always love to be at that point of contact. Once again, my phone number is 919-538-6477.
That'll put you in touch with Angie, and you can not only call that number, but also text if you prefer. We get a lot of texts each week from people who are out and about and maybe don't have a time for a full conversation at the moment, but you can at least go ahead and touch base with Angie so you don't forget later on to go ahead and reach out. 919-538-6477. Call or text Angie at that number, 919-538-6477. She is the owner and broker in charge of Acol Realty, serving you here in the Triangle, not only in Raleigh, but all the surrounding communities as well. 919-538-6477 is your number to call to reach Angie to start a conversation about buying or selling a home here in the area. What are some of the things that you need to consider? What are your desires and wants in a home or in the sales process? Angie can help walk you through all of those things. 919-538-6477. Call or text her at that number. One more time, that's 919-538-6477. Well, Angie, that's all the time that we have for on this week's show. As always, a big thank you for joining us, and we'll see you next week.
Sounds wonderful. Thank you so much for having me.
That's Angie Cole. One more time, the number to call to reach her is 919-538-6477. Call or text her at that number. We hope we helped you learn some of the ins and outs when it comes to buying or selling a home in the area today. If not, well, we'll do it again next week. Come back and join us, and we'll give you some more great information here on the show. For Angie, I'm Walter, and we'll look forward to chatting with you next time on the Savvy Realtor.